Well, good day, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of WTF Walk the Floors. I'm Stephanie Ledger of First Rate Hospitality, and I'm joined with my co-host, Michelle Klein of Klein Hospitality. How are you today, Michelle?
I am doing great, Stephanie. I'm excited about our topic today.
Yeah. Okay. So what are you excited about? What are we going to be talking about?
All right. So I want us to have a brief discussion around how a food and beverage experience can go south very quickly, right? You're excited. You made that reservation. You're super looking forward to going to this particular restaurant you heard so much about. So clearly they're doing something right when it comes to marketing, right? But then there are some very simple things that can make the experience go south very quickly. So I want to share my number one thing, which is poor service. Inattentive or unfriendly service from waitstaff or from anyone that you interact with the minute you walk in can throw you off. Right?
Or not interact with.
Quickly, yes, you can very quickly sour that guest experience. You know, maybe it's you're waiting too long for your food or your drinks or someone to even come to your table. Or I had this happen to me yesterday. I walk in into a restaurant. I had a meeting and I made eye contact with four different team members and neither of them either told me, go ahead and grab a seat, or we'll be right with you. None of that, right? So those things that have to do with service from the moment that we step foot on that restaurant to the moment that we leave. Those mistakes in orders, perhaps. I ordered this and you end up eating whatever your server wants you to eat. Or maybe, you know, the lack of responsiveness to a specific need where they can see that you're turning your head, trying to see if someone will stop by and ask, is there anything that I can do for you, right? Because you clearly are looking for someone. All of these are contributing factors to a decline in satisfaction. What do you think, Stephanie?
Oh, yes. No, absolutely. Well, how I was saying is they're not even talking to you is because you're just like, does anyone realize that no one's taking my order or that I've had my, you know, I'm eating my food, but now I have no water. It needs to be refilled. And meanwhile, you have the staff standing off to the side and they're on their phone, not even paying attention. Those are the times of like not speaking to you that those ones really definitely get under my skin because I'm like, you're clearly in the dining room, you're at work, you're on stage, and you're just now ignoring. You took the order and you think, okay, that's it. I don't have to do anything else for the guests. But there's so many other more steps of service that need to be handled. And it really, yeah, when I see them on their phone and I'm like, no. But then also too, how you were talking about with the communication of like not even acknowledging you is, you know, part of our training is we talk about beat the greet. So we should be the ones as employees that beat the greet to the guests. Now, if I say good morning or good afternoon before you as the guest or as the patron at the restaurant, then you failed because you should be the one that is greeting the guest first.
Absolutely. At Klein Hospitality, the first step to going into an operation and turning it around has everything to do with putting ourselves in the customer or the guest's shoes, right? It's mm-hmm. all about perception. You were just talking about how a team member can be on their phone and you can clearly see this. My perception is you don't care.
Yes. Yes.
Go back to the house where I can't see you. You're on the clock. I have been trying to get someone's attention for a while and you're still on your phone. Perception is absolute key. Next point is food quality issues. This is a great one too, especially for us, Stephanie, when we go in and we do assessments and we actually have to take pictures of what is being dropped at the table, right? Even in the best of all restaurants, food quality can change, and issues such as maybe undercooked or overcooked meals, inconsistent flavors, where you know that you, but I tried this before, this was fantastic, that's why I'm ordering it again, and it's completely different, right? Or maybe poor presentations, where there's either drips on the sides of the plate or things look sloppy when they're being brought to you, right? Those are all things that lead to disappointment, especially
absolutely.
If they have, you know, if you have a high expectation based on either a previous experience or reviews, or it's the price tag beside every single one of those dishes on the menu.
Yes. And especially too now with social media. So here, you may bringing Instagram influencers, whatever we're now calling them, content creators. But basically, you know, you're inviting them to the restaurant. They're showing you, especially too, if you're a new restaurant or you're creating a new menu or a new wow item that you want it to be your signature dish. And here they're taking the videos of the whole presentation, especially if there's tableside service and you're like, oh my gosh, I want to experience that with my friends or with my family, or that looks delicious. I've heard such great reviews. And then here you go, you know, say a month or two later, and then you order it and you're so excited. You're like, oh my gosh, I, you know, ready for the experience. And then it arrives and you're like, womp, womp, like, this doesn't look like what was videotaped and how you're talking about with that presentation. Of now feeling, oh, well, just because I'm not recording or I'm not of someone of influence or thinking, like, why couldn't I have that now consistent feed presentation? Or sometimes too, it'll be maybe later in the evening and they ran out of a certain like side dish or a certain item that accompanies the plate, and then they think, oh, we could just put something else. They won't know the difference. But you need to make sure in those situations too that you're communicating, you know, if you're having any of the modifications of the dish then from what's on the menu. But definitely when it comes to the presentation and like half of it's, you know, the sauce has spilt halfway off of the plates because they're, you know, the server is not taking the time to making sure that the sauce is staying where the chef has plated it, or also if, yeah, just something coming not cooked well prepared.
Yes, which leads me to the next one, which is hygiene and cleanliness concerns. Think about how many times you've heard from someone, not really people in the industry, right? But anyone out there who makes the comment that when you go use the restroom at a restaurant and the restroom is dirty, their mind immediately goes to, I wonder how the kitchen looks like.
Yes.
Because if their customer restroom is this disgusting, what makes me think that the kitchen is clean, right? Guests expect a clean and sanitary environment when they dine out. So issues like dirty tables or dirty restrooms or, you know, unclean utensils or spots in the wine glass or on the wine glass or whatever that is, those are things that will tick someone off. And they'll detract from the overall dining experience. And then you start, you know, raising all these concerns and thinking about where are their standards really?
Yeah, especially, you know, talking about those wine glasses or those cups of we've seen the lipstick. And we're like, that first it was the bar that had to make the beverage. That's one employee that saw the glass. And now you have the employee that is delivering it, and this lipstick is bright red, and now they deliver it, and I love it too when they try to position it so then the lipstick is not facing the guest, thinking, oh, they won't see it. And then you have the friend or is your person that you're with that then sees it and tells you is being like, no, I see the lipstick that's on the glass and thinking that they're not going to get caught. And then it's just kind of like, come on, like you've seen it. You should have to change it before it even gets to the guest. But if you're even seen of like not caring about it, granted, there's times that maybe it may have been more of a faint, like in the lighting, okay, a one-off situation, but come on, when it's really blatantly there, then that's just not showing the care for the cleanliness. So once again, then you're thinking, okay, now what do they think about the cleanliness in the back of the house on your plates and on your silverware and anything else that you may be touching?
Yeah, seriously. So in the topic of appealing to the senses, let's dive into noise and ambience. When you go to a restaurant and the noise level is excessive, it makes it very uncomfortable, right? Or maybe the seating arrangements are not the best because one table is very close to the other. We see that in Las Vegas a lot in very high-end restaurants where they're trying to turn tables not as fast, but there's like this excessive amount of tables for two, one right after the other. And you're thinking, wait a minute, I'm like literally listening to the conversation right next to me, right? Mm-hmm. Or improper lighting that makes it difficult for you to even read the menu. So Stephanie, I know that one of your biggest things is to anticipate the need. So when you have a setup that doesn't allow your guests to be able to read that menu, anticipating the need and having your servers trained in a way where they can pull out a little flashlight so that the guest doesn't have to feel like an idiot and pull out their cell phone to use their flashlight on their cell phone, right? That's a great way to set the tone where you're thinking, okay, this is a more perhaps quiet ambiance and the light is what's going to make it super special, but I'm going to make it very easy for you to read the menu.
Yes, absolutely. I think also too, I mean, we're still trying to figure out what the QR codes and, you know, there's scenarios even for myself that I get to the restaurant and I, you know, want to be in the presence with the people that I'm dining with. So I may on purpose leave my phone at home or leave my phone in the car. So I'm not tempted because I really want to be present with the rest of the people that I'm dining with. And then here they say, oh, you have to scan the QR code. We have no printed menus. Or my phone has died. And I, you know, like, well, how am I going to be able to now have the menu? Or maybe I'm a little bit older where the technology on the QR code, I'm like, look, I'm not going to be part of it. I want a physical menu, but not having even those options, you know, of thinking that this is the way, you know, of the only way that you can see the menu. And then also too with the lighting is now you're like, it's a dark ambiance and the phone brightness is like right there in your face as well. So I feel, yes, with especially when it comes to the lighting and the whole ambiance or even the music.
Yeah.
they think it's party time 24/7 yet.
Right. And you find yourself trying to figure out what restaurant are we going to go to where we can actually have a conversation. So depending on who it is that you're meeting with, you have to choose the restaurant because some restaurants just don't care about the level of the music.
No.
So if you're trying to catch up with a friend you haven't seen in a while, you're not going to go to a restaurant where you can't even talk.
Yes. And, you know, also too, with the when it comes to the music as well, is paying attention to the station or the type of music that is being played is, you know, you may be like, okay, we're going to, you know, we're setting up the dining room. We haven't opened yet. We want to get our employees pumped and making sure that they're feeling energetic. And now for our ambiance, you know, when we're having the guests, it doesn't fit with the ambiance and the type of music. And then there's, you know, swear words or it's like, have anyone really listened to these lyrics that are being played in the restaurant? And then it should, you know, it can put off a bad taste as well for the diner and their experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Do you have a space? And I know that throughout the entire episode, every single example that we mentioned are all real live WTF moments, right? Where if your management is out there on the floor and you understand what your role is and what guest experience really means, then you can be a step ahead. So I don't know if you want to pinpoint a specific WTF moment or if we're good with what we've shared so far. I know that what I've shared are all real life experiences and I can give it a restaurant name and everything.
Yeah. I'd have to say though, we did cover a lot of WTF moments and stuff, but you know, really talking about how that experience can go south. And here the guest or, you know, the customer is communicating this to you. And then now it's really of how are you taking that feedback information? And are you just like, okay, thanks for your feedback. And then it goes nowhere. But you know, like, since we were just talking about the music and the, you know, the ambiance is, you know, you're like, oh, well, that's never going to change. How do you know? There could be, you know, multiple tables that are talking about it. And it really could be something to being like, wow, we really do need to look at, you know, the level of our music or the type of our music instead of just saying, oh, thanks for your feedback. And then it goes nowhere. That's also too, you know, a pet peeve of like now really thinking, do they really appreciate my business at all? If, you know, they can't even show appreciation for my feedback.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to prioritize the guest experience. That's the bottom line. Go back and realize and know that if the guest experience goes down, if the food quality is not good, if the place is not clean, all the things that we just discussed, then your chances of surviving are lower and lower. They decrease by the minute because the reality is people talk and there are so many options out there that if you don't make customer service your number one priority, you're in the wrong business.
Yes, exactly.
So that's our invitation for you all to assess, walk the floors and check it out and figure out in these areas where it is that you could be doing better. Other than that, thank you for being on the other side, and we will see you on our next episode.
Wonderful.